Kia ora, you're with The House and I'm Johnny Blades. The people who run Parliament have been crying poor for years now, but without a minister in Cabinet to argue their case. But the message was clear to Parliament's Governance and Administration Select Committee last night as they discussed the annual review of the Office of the Clerk of the House of Representatives and the annual review of the Parliamentary Service. The Clerk of Parliament, David Wilson, and the Chief Executive of the Parliamentary Service, Rafael González Montero, appeared alongside the Speaker, Jerry Brownlee. Some MPs, including National's Cameron Brewer, were interested in asking David Wilson how the funding constraints would affect Parliament's ways of applying scrutiny to the Executive.
I just wonder, with the changes last year, what that does to your 23-24 current budget as far as the pressure it's under. And I'm talking about the key changes to scrutiny, such as scrutiny weeks, scrutiny plans, in-depth annual reviews, as we've been doing, review briefings and the likes that, you know, that were announced last quarter of last year. What does that do to your current year budget?
Yeah, well, it does make it challenging. And there were a range of other changes to parliamentary process suggested at the last review of standing orders where we just had to say to the committee, we couldn't afford to support those. These ones, which were the most significant changes made, they do stretch our resources and we'll be all right for this financial year. It remains to be seen for future ones. We're really in a position where we can't take on any additional functions unless they come with funding. That's the general situation.
While there's increasing demand for its work, the Office of the Clerk has, however, been asked by the Finance Minister, Nicola Willis, to find savings of 6.5% in the next financial year.
Are you going to be able to do the new job required under the review of the standing orders with that workforce?
Yes, we are. What may happen, though, with the cost pressures is that things might take longer. So, for example, Hansard might not be able to be produced as quickly or select committee reports so long or turned around so quickly. And really the reason that staffing has increased is there's been a big increase in demand for services and Parliament has asked us to do additional things, which we are happy to do. But, of course, they take staff and money.
Mm. Thank you.
The committee chair, Labour's Rachel Boyack, asked whether it was time to think about a different mechanism for how the two agencies are funded. A proposal for Parliament rather than Cabinet to recommend appropriations for the two agencies has been gathering dust for several years. Boyack is followed here by Jerry Brownlee and then David Wilson.
Because we've had this discussion quite a few times at committee, as you know, over the last few years, and I guess it's that separating out the ability of the executive to essentially fund the organisations that are there to scrutinise the executive. And so I think this is a conversation that's kicked off.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about the tension between the institutions of the democracy and its protection, delivery, outreach to the wider community, and the fact that it is constrained potentially by decisions made through the executive, albeit that it's Parliament that passes all budgetary matters. So, that's always the fallback position. Well, you know, this is what Parliament agreed. But we know how those things tend to work. There is a bill called the Parliament Bill, which is in draft form, which does propose a different status for the organisations. I'll ask David to speak to where we're at with that.
Yeah, and it has been an idea that's been floated around for quite a few years, five or more years. And, yeah, the Parliament Bill would effectively have the same funding mechanism for the two parliamentary agencies that it does for the Offices of Parliament, which reflects their independence from the Executive and the need for them to support Parliament in its functions, where effectively a parliamentary committee makes a recommendation about their budgets with advice from Treasury, and then it feeds into the Cabinet budget setting process, and by convention they respect the recommendations. So that is the proposal. It's really now for Cabinet to decide whether it wants to progress that bill, and if so, what priority to give it. It's ready to go, and it was in the last Parliament as well.
Cameron Brewer pointed out that in addition to the new scrutiny requirements, there's an ongoing, ambitious legislative timetable and program of repeals and replacements under urgency, as well as dozens of new MPs having to be integrated into the parliamentary system, all creating extra work for the clerk's office and the parliamentary service. He said considering these added pressures, in his view, both agencies were coping well and providing exemplary service. You've been listening to The House, a program made possible with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.